All right, Gray, offensive lineman Gray, running back Gray has a foot soreness, so we're going to check that out with an MRI. Kelly, the offensive lineman Kelly, he hurt his knee, and so he's going to have an MRI. And then Catapano strained a calf, and we'll just see how he does. It was good work today. So the guys came out, they busted their tail. Got a lot of reps in the last 3 days. I mean, it's been tremendous work. We worked a 2-minute drill today, and which is good work, and we did that live. And but listen, all in all, I appreciate the effort by the guys. We're working. They're getting better. They're challenging each other. One play it's the defense, next play it's the offense, and as long as it's going back and forth like that, that's a good thing.
Ferry and Dunta looked like they made an attempt, then came back in. What their situation?
Barry and Dante. Yeah, they same injury that they had before, they're getting better. So we had them go through their warmups.
Bo with a cramp.
Yeah, Bo cramped, right? Minor thing.
You had your flip flopped your corners.
Yeah, we're moving them. They're going to be times where you can match up people and. You got to be able to play both sides so you get your work in it.
So here. The secondary, I mean, that was a big concern. Kind of revamped that thing. This team gave up a lot of big plays and didn't make very many last year in the secondary. Can you talk about your approach to the secondary this year with the people you brought in, Demps and the corners?
Yeah, listen, they're getting their hands on the football, which is a good thing. And they're staying aggressive. I think John did a nice job of bringing people in. And then the guys that are here, that were here last year. I think you learn from the past and then you take care of business right now. I think they did that. So they're focused in.
Seems like you have a lot of depth at safety and you kind of have some packages where you're trying to use the strengths of each of those individual guys. Is it almost right now hard to figure out how to get all those guys involved?
You never have a hard time getting them all involved, right? The good ones, you get them all involved all the time. And so that's how it works. But we'll find a way to get – Bob's got about 8 million packages, so.
More depth at safety than corner right now? Is that part of it, that you feel like maybe you're a little thinner at corner but behind Jaleel Brown?
Well, we were today, just, with Dante down. But other than that, I think we're good at both spots.
2 days of tackling so far. Are you content with the aggressiveness? Are they too aggressive?
No, they're doing good. They're working each other. And they're trying to work their fundamentals, tackling fundamentals. I think the tackling's actually been very good. Runners are running hard. Receivers are running hard when they have opportunities. They're finishing right on the sideline, doing the things they're supposed to do fundamentally, and that's what that's all about. So, I mean, you play the game, you play it. You've got to be a good tackling team. Normally, good tackling teams end up playing late in the year or early in the year, right? Right.
You're about a week into this thing now. Is this where you, in your progression, where you want to see this team about a week in?
Yeah, I've been happy with their effort. These guys don't complain. They come out here, they bust their tail. That same attitude that I saw that I mentioned to you during the off season, I'm seeing now, and they want to get better. And so from a coaching standpoint, you can work with that. There's been no issue there.
Andy, as a play caller, comforting, what goes into your head now when you have a weapon like Colquitt who can determine field position, as far as maybe sometimes deciding what to call or when to go for it when you know you have a guy who could pin him deep or direct?
The punter has been no more important than he is in today's football. Uh-huh. And so not that they weren't before, but right. Field position is huge. It's tough for offenses to drive long fields. And the percentages go way down on scores when you've got to sustain drives. And so to have a good punter, a great punter, you welcome that. He makes things a bit easier.
How good or great is he in your mind?
Well, I think he's pretty good now. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler, and I would tell you he deserved to be a Pro Bowler. I mean, that's what he is.
Quinton Demps was brought in a little later in the offseason. I noticed him quite a bit out there. What was the decision to bring him in and your analysis in his first few days?
Well, I drafted Quinton, in Philadelphia. And so I know Quinton. And I thought we could use him here. John liked him. And so John actually brought him to me and said, checked with me on it because he knew I knew him.
So John saw him.
Yeah, John liked him too. So, Listen, the personnel things are John's. I'm just he brings them to me, and if I've coached one, then I give it either this or whatever. So
we've seen Jamal lining up all over the place. How does he fit into what you want to do offensively, and some of the guys you've had playing that position?
Yeah, Jamal's a big part of it, right? He's capable of doing the same things that Westbrook did, that McCoy did, as far as the pass game. He's a legitimate threat with his speed, his route running ability, and his hands. So he catches the ball very easy.
Andy, you say a lot that you're really happy with their effort and their work. When you take over a 2-14 team, are you surprised by that?
You don't know that. That's the unknown. And so, when I mentioned to you about the offseason, you just don't know. And then I didn't know coming into this, are they going to carry that same work ethic that they had, that they displayed during the offseason? Well, they've done it. They've done that. And they came back in great shape. And then they are challenging each other every play. You're seeing that, right? You're seeing the effort and the intensity and finishing plays. You got Depot, just big fella, and he's chasing the ball all the way down the field 50 yards. That's impressive stuff now. And the linemen are right there. Albert, who's a seasoned vet, man, he's down the field trying to find somebody to block. That's impressive stuff.
Are they expressing to you that it's different?
I haven't asked them. We really haven't talked. They're pretty tired by the time I get to them, right? So,
Coach, I know it's early, but how do you feel about your wide receiver group? Obviously, Bo is kind of the top dog there.
Sure.
It seems like there's some shuffling for other spots.
Well, we've got a variety of players. You got different flavors, and so – we're mixing Max in and kind of figuring them out, and I've just got to get a feel on what they do best and then try to exploit that, and they've all got different strengths, and so we're trying to put them in the right position where they can shine.
All right, thank you.
To relax and keep the liquids in. Okay, if you see him, remind him of that.